2 Samuel chapter 18. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai, the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, You will not go forth, for if we run away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die will they care for us. But now you are worth 10,000 of us. For this reason now it is better that you comfort us outside of the city. And the king said to them, What seems best to you I will do. And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young men, with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out to the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000. For the battle that was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head was caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw, and told Joab, and said, I saw Absalom hung in an oak. And Joab said to the man that told him, And you saw him? And why did you not strike him there to the ground? And I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said to Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, yet would I not put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged you and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have wrought falsehood against my own life. For there is no matter hid from the king, and you yourself would have set yourself against me. Then Joab said, I may not stay here with you. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And the 10 young men that bore Joab's armor compassed him about and smote Absalom and killed him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, because Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the woods and laid a very great heap of stones upon him, and all Israel fled, every one to his tent. And now Absalom, in his lifetime, had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale, for he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called to this day Absalom's place. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, Let me now run and carry the king tidings, how that Yahweh has avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said to him, You will not bear tidings this day, but you will bear tidings another day. For this day you shall bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then Joab said to Cushi, Go tell the king what you've seen. And Cushi bowed himself to Joab and ran. And then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, But howsoever, let me, I beg of you, also run after Cushi. And Joab said, For what reason will you run, my son, seeing that you have no tidings ready? But howsoever, he said, Let me run. And he said to him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran along the way of the plain and overran Cushi. And David sat between the 2 gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate to the wall and lifted up his eyes and looked, and a man was running alone. And the watchman cried out and told the king. And the king said, If he's alone, there are tidings in his mouth. And he came there and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called to the porter and said, Behold, another man runs alone. And the king said, He also brings tidings. And the watchman said, I think that the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, He is a good man and comes with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said to the king, All is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face in front of the king and said, Blessed be Yahweh your Elohim, which have delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my master the king. And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, When Joab sent the king's servant and me, your servant, I saw a great confusion, but I did not know what it was. And the king said to him, Turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. And Then Cushi came, and Cushi said, "Tidings, my master the king, because Yahweh has avenged you this day of all them that rose up against you." And the king said to Cushi, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" And Cushi answered, "The enemies of my master the king, and all that rise against you to do you hurt, are as that young man is." And the king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept. And as he went, he said, "My son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died for you, O Absalom, my son, my son." End of chapter.